With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana Republicans are adding another bill to the slew they're bringing this legislative session to restrict access to abortion in the state. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports.
House Bill 229 would bar plans offered through the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Exchange from covering abortion except in the event of a medical emergency. It was heard and endorsed by the House Judiciary Committee Friday on a party line vote. Representative Jane Gillette, a Bozeman Republican, is sponsoring the legislation. She said there's at least one plan on the health coverage exchange available in Montana that covers abortion.
There's currently in the United States 34 states that do not include abortion coverage, and so Montana is actually an outlier.
The legislature passed a similar policy in 2011, but it was later vetoed by Democratic Governor Brian Schweitzer. Representative Robert Ferris Olson, a Democrat from Helena, questioned why health insurance plans on the exchange should cover reproductive health care for men, like vasectomies, but not abortions for women. He spoke against the bill during executive action.
I just have a fundamental problem with the state paying for my reproductive health, but not paying for women's reproductive health based essentially on our sex or gender.
The policy will move on to the full House of Representatives for debate. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Governor Greg Gianforte outlined his priorities during his first State of the State address Thursday evening. Gianforte listed among his priorities implementing new limits on abortion access and removing coronavirus-related mandates. I'm Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.